Hi, I'm your host, Matt Stauffer, and this is episode 73 of the 5-Minute Geek Show, a twice-weekly show about development, everything around it. It's one topic per episode about front-end, back-end, mobile, project management, design, entrepreneurship, whatever. If it's geeky, it fits. Today, we're going to be talking about two very interesting concepts, the first of which is Briefs.fm, and the second you'll get in just 1 second. So Briefs.fm is a new project from two folks, so let me check to make sure where they're actually at. Ben Orenstein is at ThoughtBot. And he's ROOK on Twitter. And then Chris Hunt, he's at GitHub. And he's at Chris Hunt on Twitter. Yes, he's at GitHub. So they created this project that is Briefs.fm. And the idea is it's like a micro podcasting service. And so what you do is you record any podcast or any audio less than 3 minutes anywhere you want. You could do a whole ton of editing on it, or you could just record it on your phone or anything in between. You email it into them, and later they're talking about having an in JavaScript recorder to your magical secret email address. And anything that's posted to that email address gets posted to your podcast. And you set the title of your podcast, you set up a little bit of other basic stuff, and you can get a YouTube video on Briefs.fm telling you about it. And then it's just posted. That's it. I've talked a lot about how the original vision of the 5-Minute Geek Show was for it to keep it short, sweet, and frequent. But over time, I've increased the production quality, and I've also, unfortunately, I've actually decreased the amount of work it has taken over time, but it's always been more than I expected. I expected to directly record in the in-browser YouTube recorder and then be done with it, and that just didn't turn out to be possible. So it quickly escalated up to hours of work, and now it's down to, 20, 30, 40 minutes of work max, but it's still a lot of work. We've all seen what happens when I try to record in the car and everything. So Briefs is very interesting because it forces it to be under 3 minutes, and it sends it through audio processing, and you get most of the pain out of the way. So I'm very, very interested in it. So you are listening to the 5-Minute Geek Show. You probably know that there's now a 3-Minute Geek Show. You probably had guessed at this point. So if you go to 3minutegeekshow.com, T-H-R-E-E, it's basically a simple landing page that I set up. The Briefs.fm, it's so new that their landing pages aren't, you can't link to a specific episode and a couple other things. They probably will later. So I built a little Laravel app. I've been streaming it on Twitch, and you can go check out my Twitter stream or my YouTube channel to see and I'll put links up to those to see the creation process for that. But I basically just consume the XML feed from Briefs. And I'm not even caching it yet. I should do that. And basically create a landing page and individual episode page for every single one of the episodes. And so you go to 3minutegeekshow.com/7, and you're going to see, some less than 3 minute thing. Now, it's very different from the 5-Minute Geek Show. It's more like a diary. It's like I'm thinking about something when I'm painting or when I'm driving, and I put it there. I'm really excited about getting it to auto tweet because I feel like it's kind of just like an audio tweet. I was talking about this with Jacob Bennett the other day. For example, this morning I was thinking about commenting systems, and so I was in the car. I'm not about to tweet when I'm in the car, and I don't know if I could have fit it in 140 characters. So I basically recorded a micro podcast in a 3-Minute Geek Show. That's not the type of thing I would do in the 5-Minute Geek Show. Normally this is more about teaching and sharing. It's a little longer form stuff. In the 3-Minute Geek Show, it's just like, hey, I have this idea for a commenting system. Do you have any ideas? Anybody come up with something? Here's something in my brain. Okay, moving on. I like it. I think it's a really interesting constraint. It's a really interesting idea, and I'm excited about trying out, especially as I travel 5 hours down to Miami tomorrow for Sunshine PHP. I might be recording quite a few of them in the car. The audio quality in the car is definitely better than it is when I'm doing it myself, so the processing is working, but it's definitely, not as good as when it's not in the car. And you can tell if you listen to the first episode and the second episode of the 3-Minute Geek Show. First one was recorded with my normal Shure SM7B setup through my Onyx Blackjack USB interface into GarageBand, yada, yada, yada. And the second, although I didn't apply any of my effects that I normally apply. And the second one is recorded on my iPhone in the exact same room. And you could definitely notice the audio quality difference. But again, for a 3-minute podcast, it's not a huge deal. Okay, cool. So I like this idea. I really like this idea of universalizing the ability to create content. I feel like that's what's good about the internet. Now, granted, it does cost money, so it's not truly 100% in line with the whole, let everybody create content and let it be free. But I just don't think we're in that world anymore. So I'm a fan of, small affordable things that make it possible to do that kind of stuff. So it's very early stages. You can actually check out, they have a podcast somewhere. What's it called? Codecation something. If I can find it, I'll put it in the show notes, where they're just basically talking about the development process. And I know at least Ben has actually created a micro podcast already, and it's basically Vim Tips with Ben, and each of them is just a single tip. So it's interesting because it's not just a normal podcast, right? Like you can't make it like a normal podcast. Even the 5-Minute Geek Show is a single thing per episode and still ends up taking 8 minutes most of the time. In 3 minutes, you just can't get a full podcast, but you can get a tip or a tweet or a thought or a question or something like that. So I think it's very interesting. They've already described to me people using it in other ways, using it to communicate to their families or as a like a stand-up thing with their company or something like that, because anybody can email in. It's not just like one person can. Anybody in the entire company can email in this MP3 as their stand-up for the day. So you could have a distributed stand-up where the requirement is at, you know, 2 p.m. Eastern or whatever, or maybe whenever, at some point during the day, everybody has to email one MP3 into this, and then it's a stand-up podcast. That's a really interesting idea. So I think there's when I was talking to them, I compared it to Google Wave. There's just all these opportunities that, like, what are all the cool things that we could potentially do with this? So I'm super excited about it. Check it out at briefs.fm. Check it out at 3minutegeekshow.com. And of course, I made it a Twitter handle. I haven't been promoting the Twitter handle, so it probably has like 3 followers right now. But it's at 3 Minute Geek Show number 3. And I'm going to eventually hook it up to the system so that every single time I publish one, it automatically goes out on Twitter, which is great because then it actually will be fully automatic. Let's say I want to ask a question to people about, hey, are there any good discuss alternatives, which was my thing this morning? Well, I asked that, but only, you know, 20 people saw it or something this morning. So if it got auto-tweeted there, not only would it be there, but then also when I got in and saw it on my personal account, I might retweet it out. So it's very, very interesting. It's like an audio diary journal kind of thing. So check it out. And yeah, that's it. So I'll be in Miami for Sunshine PHP tomorrow. It's possible I bring down my mic and actually do a recording while I'm there. I'm not sure. I know I will be recording on the Voices of the Elephant podcast while I'm there. So yeah, check it out. Briefs.fm. They're ROOK and Chris Hunt on Twitter. And 3 Minute Geek Show, T-H-R-E-E. And then on Twitter, it's at 3 Minute Geek Show number 3. So that's it. Thanks for listening to the 5 Minute Geek Show. We're at 5 Minute Geek Show on Twitter, 5MinuteGeekShow.com, F-I-V-E. And you can subscribe to us on iTunes or via RSS. If you like the show, share it with your friends, rate it on iTunes. Thanks. Until next time, Matt Stauffer, 5 Minute Geek Show.
You ready?
Right on my lap.
Okay. Can you say 5 Minute Geek Show?
5 Minute Geek Show.
Say see you later.
See you later, sweet potato.